Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Favorite news subject to talk about in Hawaii. I like feel-good stories. People working together, collaborating, doing things for the community. That makes me feel good. It sure feels good to me.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Steve and Ted in the morning, 7:45 here on a Friday morning. Now, three big things.
Three.
Democrats renew efforts to look at President Trump's tax returns.
Two.
Longest-serving member of Congress, retired John Dingell, dead at the age of 92.
One.
Police looking for clues in Wichita's latest homicide case. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking at heavy traffic causing a slowdown now. This is on K96, just past the North Junction. So K96 eastbound out to about Hillside. Just some heavy traffic causing a bit of a slowdown right there. And just remember that the streets that didn't get treated out there, the side and residential streets, you're going to still see slick spots on those in some places. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now, that my street, there are some places that are in the shade almost all the time, so it stays frozen there for several days after something like this.
That's right. And, of course, melted, could have refreezed.
Yep,
yeah, just haven't had high temperatures.
Sunny today with a high of 31 degrees. Yesterday's high was only 22. Mostly clear and cold tonight. The overnight low 16. Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 38. Now partly cloudy. North wind at 5 miles per hour and 10 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Haven't told you about the Steve and Ted poll question today. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com. Love to see or let you participate and tell us how you feel about the question, should Kansas abandon daylight saving time? And no, the no's have 39% and the yes's 61%.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I hope you read it carefully now. Not national, but Kansas is the way we're expressing this. But you got a chance to be involved. Just go to our webpage, knssradio.com, and be a part of the Steve and Ted poll question. It's up there every day. All right. The stock market took a hit Thursday.
Stocks down for their second day on renewed trade concerns. The Dow closing down 220, the S&P down 25, the NASDAQ down 86. Markets took a nosedive in response to National Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow's comments that there's a pretty sizable distance to go before the U.S. and China reach a trade deal. Twitter shares dragging down the S&P after reporting monthly active users dropped about 5 million from the previous quarter. Shares closing down nearly 10%. And three cheers for Sears, a bankruptcy judge giving owner Eddie Lampert the green light to keep the company alive. The decision will keep 425 U.S. stores open, saving around 45,000 American jobs. Stocks up about 30%. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Ellie Terrett, Fox News.
Police say an American Airlines pilot has been arrested at Britain's Manchester Airport on suspicion of being drunk. The Greater Manchester Police Force said Friday the police received a report that an airline pilot may have been under the influence of alcohol at the airport in northwestern England. On Thursday morning, officers arrested a 62-year-old man on suspicion of performing an aviation function while over the prescribed alcohol limit. Police say the man, whose name was not released,
not confidence inspiring.
Bailed out and pending further inquiries. But yeah, don't like to see that.
No.
All right, so it's 7:48 here with Steve and Ted this morning, and our closing list is rather short.
Yes.
Compared to yesterday.
Comparatively, you
know,
yes.
Just like the kids got a day off school, but today we're getting back to normal. If the normal is 10 degrees,
It is still very cold outside. There's no question about that.
And not much wind, though. That's the good thing. Last night, I've been talking about Shelly and I getting out last night, but And when we got home, I commented to her. I said, you know, look, it's cold. We had on a big coat there, but the wind wasn't blowing.
Yeah, that always helps.
Yeah, and it was, and if, you know, it was light out, looked pretty good. But
yeah, and this is Kansas. I mean, when it gets really cold here and you have the normal amount of wind that we usually have, it's pretty rough. But when there's not so much, it's kind of easy to deal with, or easier.
And there really hasn't been a lot of, you know, it was windy that one day.
Yeah.
Really uncomfortable. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office warning residents about a scam. A person claiming to be with the Sheriff's Office has been calling people, telling them they have violated the Offender Registration Act. I'm not even sure there is an Offender Registration Act. They may make there probably is if you are a sex offender or something
right,
like that.
Right, that sort of thing, yeah.
They may make threats about fines and arrests and will eventually make an offer to settle fines over the phone.
There's your big red flag right there.
No, the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office says they will never offer to collect a fine over the phone. Now, anytime you get that kind of thing, okay, so we're going to need your credit card. No. Don't give it out. I think we're getting more savvy about it. I think most people are becoming more savvy about those kinds of things and not giving out any information in that regard. All right, it's 7:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. I'm going to do a quick note here. I'm really kind of intruding on Jad's on the sports desk this morning. I'm going to intrude for a little bit because
go ahead.
Growing up in the 50s and 60s as a boy who played baseball and loved the game, I got to talk about Frank Robinson briefly. Frank Robinson has died at the age of 83. He was the first African-American manager in Major League Baseball, the only player to ever win Most Valuable Player in both leagues. An outfielder, first baseman, Robbie was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1982 in his first year of eligibility. What a hitter. He ranks 10th on the career home runs list with 586. But here's interesting. He won the Triple Crown with the Baltimore Orioles in 1966. The Triple Crown is the tops. It means you're first in the league in home runs, runs batted in, and batting average.
Yeah. This is not easy to do all three.
And then he became the first black manager in MLB history in 1975 with the Cleveland Indians. He did most of his career playing in Cincinnati, which is a very small media market. And so a lot of people didn't even know who he was. But if you grew up like me, you knew these guys like him and Ernie Banks over in Chicago. It's great players that maybe not got all the recognition. This guy, Frank Robinson, may have been, you know, look at that. And you say, well, if not, maybe one of the two or three best baseball players offensively who ever lived. All right, 7:52 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal this morning. And Bill is going to talk about human resources today. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, recognizing the work of more than two dozen human resource executives in the Wichita area. The WBJ and Hinkle Law Firm presented the 2019 HR Professionals Awards Thursday. And the weekly edition features profiles of all those winners. We also profiled the three execs who were named to the HR Professionals Hall of Fame, Steve Jacobson, Frankie Kirkendall, and Judy Worrell. The 2019 awards marked the seventh year we've recognized human resource professionals. In that time, 127 people have been winners. This year, 21 women, 4 men were chosen. They come from a variety of industries, including 4 from local government, 9 from healthcare, 2 from aviation, and 4 from manufacturing. And this week's top 25 list, the largest Wichita area certified public accounting firms. They're ranked by number of professional staff. Here are the top 3, Allen Gibson Hulick at 108, BKD 73, and Ernst & Young 36. You can see the list and analysis of the list on our website. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
You know, it was a time when it became very popular to have lawyers' jokes, right?
Uh-huh.
Remember that? And I
sure.
I did not resist it, even though I have friends who are lawyers. They have a good sense of humor. Then there was a time I personally went through accountants' jokes because right. These guys had run into them and they did you give me a receipt for that? You know, they're always on you for something, you know. And then I had to change my tune when my daughter became an accountant.
There you go.
And she was married to a guy who became an accountant, and he works there at Allen Gibson Hulick. His name is Eric Thummel, and he's proven out to be a pretty good son-in-law. I mean, I got to say it, okay? I mean, if I got a question, you know, Eric, I'm going to probably take home about $4.5 million this year. What does that do to my taxes? He's there with a ready answer.
Good.
Which is, get out of my house.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Accountants. Yeah, you got to love them, huh?
You bet, absolutely. We need them.
We need them. Saturday is National Pizza Day. We're not going to be here doing the Steve and Ted show, but I thought we'd celebrate pizza today by saying, hey, pizza.
Yeah.
You remember the first real pizza, not homemade or anything, first pizza you had when you were a kid?
I probably would have been at the Hut, Pizza Hut, up there on Shawnee Mission Parkway up in Kansas City, Overland Park.
Mine would have been the Pizza Hut that was on West Street in Central here in Wichita.
Right, right.
And I tell you what, it was tasty. It was good.
Once I got a hold of those pepperonis, man, that was it.
Pepperonis, and then somebody said, you know, you ought to put anchovies on there, and I've been an anchovy fan. I know those people.
You had that just recently.
Yeah, a lot of people say, you know, anchovies, but I like them. Why admit to tomorrow's National Pizza Day? I guess take somebody out and have a pizza, right?
There you go.
Get That's yourself exactly a pie, right. As we say. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Thank you, sir. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll have an update on that homicide in northwest Wichita near 13th and West Street. No suspects, and they're looking for clues right now. That's coming up. Jad's got sports this morning, right, Jad?
That's right. We had Butler basketball last night, and we'll give you a sports weekend preview in sports coming up.
Plus entertainment news on the blur, right?
Oh, movies hitting theaters today. We'll talk about that.
The movies. And traffic and weekend weather on the way. In the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:55, Steve and Ted. And we've been talking about, you know, Valentine's Day is next week. And you better be, if you haven't planned it yet, you better be doing something for that special someone in your life to make them feel, you know, make them feel pleased that they even know you. And a good idea might be Sherry's Berries. We've been talking about Sherry's Berries, and these are really, really, you can never go wrong with signature-dipped Valentine's strawberries dipped in milk, dark or white, chocolatey goodness. She'll fall in love with every bite. Topped with decadent toppings, chocolate chips, heart and glitter sprinkles, always fresh, always tasty, always worth the wait. Arrives fresh with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. This is a good idea. Valentine's Day, right around the corner. Send her the Valentine's gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make this Valentine's really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. Ship with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter the code KNSS at checkout. That's BERRIES.com. Click the microphone and enter code KNSS. Order today.
Listen to the Yisley Financial Hour, Saturday mornings at 7, right here on KNSS.
Find everything for your home all in one place. No need to drive around town matching cabinets to countertops or looking for the best deal. It's all in one place at the Original Home Show, February 7th through 10th at Century 2. Find out more at wabahome.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.